With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump joins grieving families for the return of soldiers killed in war in the Middle East. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Trump is attending the dignified transfer for the six U.S. soldiers killed in the Middle East at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base.
Very sad situation.
He joins family members and most of his cabinet as the soldiers' remains return to the U.S. They died last week in a drone strike on a command center in Kuwait. Trump spoke earlier Saturday at an event in Florida.
They're great heroes in our country.
He's pledging to keep American war deaths down. At the same time, he said he will keep the pressure on Iran. The six members of the Army Reserve were all from the 103rd Sustainment Command based in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Julie Walker.
The UK military is rejecting criticism of its response after last week's strikes by Israel and the U.S.
Britain's Chief of Defense Air Chief Marshal Sir Richard Knighton reject criticism that they were ill-prepared for the conflict in Iran.
Well, what the Prime Minister and the Defense Secretary have made clear, and what's very clear to me, is that this is probably the most dangerous time of the last 30-odd years that I've been in uniform. And it's very clear that the demands on defence are rising. And that's why I think the Prime Minister said in his Munich Security Conference speech that we need to spend more on defence and do it faster. And you won't be surprised that I agree wholeheartedly with what the Prime Minister said.
He also said that the UK could join more proactive strikes in the future, while the focus remains on protecting British interests and personnel. Rika N. Garcia, London.
Stranded Americans across the Middle East say they've been left to navigate flight cancellations and confusing government guidance on their own. They express frustration with the State Department's directions to depart now on commercial flights, even though they can't seem to do that. This is SRN News. Texas can enforce a ban on drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed a previous ruling and will allow the state to prohibit sexually charged shows in places where small children might be present. Jonathan Covey of the group Texas Values is cheering the ruling, saying, quote, "The state is well within its rights to be able to protect kids from sexualized performances and harm." The new law is set to go into effect on March 12th. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment. This is SRN News. Ford has issued two recalls.
Software issues impacting the vehicle's rearview camera displays could increase crash risks. An internal component inside the infotainment system of certain 2021 through 2026 Ford Broncos and 2021 through 2024 Ford Edges may overheat and shut down, preventing the rearview image from displaying when drivers are going in reverse. And some 2020 to 2022 Ford Escapes and Lincoln Corsairs, as well as 2020 through 2024 Lincoln Aviators and Explorers, may show a flipped or inverted rearview image. John Scott reporting.
Clocks will skip ahead an hour at 2 a.m. Sunday for daylight saving time, and it arrives this year to mixed reviews. About half of those responding to an AP NORC poll say they dislike the current system of changing the clocks twice a year. Most Americans say they would prefer to make daylight saving time permanent. More details, srnnews.com.